Shabbos Daf Nun Ches. We're starting at the top of the first line of Shmuel Amma. We'll just go back and review yesterday, the end of the Daf. We said, V'loi b'chvul l'Rishis Ram. The Mishnah said, you'll go with l'chvul to Rishis Ram. Rashi, the Mishnah said, that although you can't go to Rishis Ram, but in Chatzah it would be Mutta. Now, Chavlo, the Gemara on Nun Zayin Bay says, Rabbi Yani said it could have two meanings. He wasn't sure if our Mishnah is referring to a wool cap of women that they wore as a decorative hat under the Svacha, which was a top hat that they wore, and it's us to wear it on Shabbos because they may slip it out from under the Svacha in order to show their friends because it was a beautiful thing without uncovering and revealing their hair, and they may come to carry it in Rishis Ram. And Rashi Mishnah said that we still allow them to wear it in Chatzah, so they have one Tachshit and Shaloi Tiskan al Bailo. And for certain, the Kavlo de Avla, which is an emblem made of clay that we'll speak about soon, that an Eved would wear, or in this case, a shifcha, a woman that is an Eved, would be also to wear, that would be for sure also on Shabbos to wear in Rishis Ravim, Midrabanan. Or, potentially, Kavla is only referring to specifically to the Kavla de Avla, this emblem made of clay for an Eved or for a shifcha, but the Kippah Shel Tzemah would be mutter to wear because it's difficult to take it out from under the Svacha, and they won't take it off in Rishis Ravim to show their friends on Shabbos, and therefore there's no Issa at all to wear that. Now, Ravo said on our base that it's Mestavra that we're talking about Kippah Shel Tzemah Tnan, the Kolshkin Kavla de Avla, and he brings a raya from the Brice, and that's where we left off yesterday. But Shmuel, however, argues on the Shita of Revo, and he says, Kavod Avlan, we're only talking about the Kavod Avlan, we're only talking about this emblem made of clay. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that the Kavla Avdol would be us? And that's what Shmuel's talking about. For how Shmuel, said, Yoyte Eved b'chayzim shem tzavarei, an Eved could go out with the seal which is on his neck that they wore around, almost like a necklace around his neck. But this emblem made of clay, you're not allowed to wear when it's on his ksus. So l'chayra, you said, our Mishnah is talking about a case of the Kavl de Avla. It's Shmuel says, you're allowed to go out with a chayshim b'zahara, even though he says a chayshim b'zahara, you can't go out. So l'kashi, he answers, hada avla rabbi, hada avla ilavshe. Shmuel, when he says our Mishnah is talking about that you're not allowed to go out, where the Eved made it for himself, since he made it for himself, he's not scared to take it off. He's not, doesn't have any aimsa of his master, because he was wearing it almost like voluntarily, and therefore he might take it off in order to hide the fact that he's an Eved, and therefore it was embarrassing, so he'd take it off and walk in the street with it, and that would be a problem of carrying 4 amos in Rishis Ram, and that's why he was also in the Mishnah. However, when Shmuel said in the memory, Yoytei Eved b'chayshim savarei, that Eved could go out in Rishis Ram with a chayshim that's on his neck, that's where his Rebbe made it, and it wasn't voluntary, and therefore, like Rav says, Isla Aimso, he has a fright, or he's scared of his master, he'll find out he took it off, and therefore, he won't take it off from his neck to carry it around in the Rishis Ram, and that's why it was Mutta. Now, Taisa points out, and top Taisa said, why didn't the Gemara just answer very simply? Why didn't you just say that it's talking about the rabbi? However, the Mishnah is talking about it was on his ksus, and that isn't a problem, because if it falls off a ksus, he's not going to carry it, because when it falls and it breaks, he'll just leave it there. The Taisus answers, look, but David Elon Afshe, our Mishnah is talking about in every circumstance, as long as he made it by himself, it'll always be us to wear, because potentially he'll take it off by himself because he's embarrassed to wear it in the street. And it's talking about all Chayzamis. However, Shmuel's case is talking about where his master made it, and therefore there's a difference between Chayzam Savari, which is not going to fall off. The only potential is that he'll take it off by himself. That, of course, he's not going to do because he's scared of his master. However, he can't go out with Chayzam Susai because that may fall off, and then we'll see what the issue is in one moment. So the Gemara asks, but Maya Kim to Laha, the Shmuel, the Avalei Rabbi, if you're telling me that the case of Shmuel is where his master made it for him, then B'chayzim Shibik Susai, my lie, why can't you go out with the B'chayzim Shibik Susai? You should say the same thing, that he's scared to take it off. The Gemara says, no, Dilma Mifsik, over there, was scared, maybe it'll break, and he'll be scared to be seen in the street without this special emblem to show that he's an Eved, because the Adon's going to find out of it. And what he's going to do, he's going to fold up his beged, he's going to take off his top coat, and he's going to put it over his shoulder in a way that you can't see where the emblem was generally fastened to, and this way he'll hide the fact, but meanwhile he'll be carrying 4 amos and Rishis Ravim. If you take a cloak and you fold it over and you fling it over your shoulder. Because not anymore a beged, it's not a tachshit, but now it's a maser. You're carrying it, and that's an issur d'oraisa of carrying on Shabbos, and that's why Shmuel made a nafkamina between the chayis of Shabbos Havari, which generally doesn't fall off, and he's not going to take it off because he's scared of his master, but chayis of Shabbos Susa, which may fall off, may break off, it was only pinned to his coat, then you're scared if it falls off, he's going to actually take the coat and try to carry it in the street in order to hide the fact that the chayisim fell off. The Gemara says, "B'chihada Amalei Shmuel Rabchinra Bashila Kul Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Shkulusa." All the rabbanon that are in the house of the Reish Shkulusa. Leilefku B'Savu Chasimi. Rashi explains that he used to wear a also an emblem similar to the Avodim to show that they were kafuf in the Reish Shkulusa, that they were almost like the Avodim of the Reish Shkulusa, and therefore all these rabbanon can't go out with that on Shabbos. L'ba Minoch. However, he said to Rabchinra Bashila, "You could go out with it like Kapir Lecha to be Reish Shkulusa, the house of the Reish." So they're not makban. You had such a chashivas that they didn't have a problem. Rashi says in Taylor play chaisim, they wouldn't have a problem with that. So the similar type of idea that the rabbanim weren't allowed to go out with it because they were scared of the Reish Kulusa. If it would fall off, they may go and try to carry it in the Rishus Rabbah. Gufa Zakti Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Yaitzav Mechayishav Tzavarei that you're allowed to go out with the emblem made of clay, which is on his neck, but not this emblem that's hanging on his clothing. And we learned the Brisa similarly. We have a Brisa that says, an ever can't go out with a chayis and shepherd tzavarai, so it doesn't make a difference if it's on his neck or it's on his chayis, you're not allowed to go out. And both of these are not mekabel tumah. We will continue the Brisa, and the Brisa is a little bit longer, but let's just stop for a moment to explain the question. The question is that Shmuel said, and the Brisa said, Eva could go out with a Chayzim Shabbat Savari, and here we have a Brisa that says, Eva cannot go out with a Chayzim Shabbat Savari. The Gemara just explained that both these cases, it's not Mekabel Tuba, and the reason is, like Rashi explains, because it's not a Tachshit, it's not a Beged, and it's not a Tachshit because an Eva doesn't want to wear it. It's not made Lenoi, it's made Lignai for the Eva to show that he's an Eved. We continue, V'loi B'zuk Shabbat Savari, an Eved's not allowed to go out with a bell on its neck. He's allowed to go out with a bell on his clothing. Both are Mekabel Tuma. Rashi explains it's a Tachshit. An animal's not allowed to go out to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, not with the seal on its neck, not on its clothing, not a bell on its clothing, or on its neck. And either way, it's not Mekabel Tuma because there's no such thing as a Tachshit for a behemoth, and therefore you can't do this. Now, the reason why you can't go out with all these things, it looks like Rashi says, commander Ozul Chinga, like the animal is going out to the marketplace, which we said earlier in the Gemara, in the Masechta, that is also. But Lema, the question was again, that we said, Shmuel and the Brisa said, one of the Brisa said, that then we had a Brisa that says, so what's the difference? So the Gemara says, Lema, why don't we say, Hadav Le Rabbi, Hadav Il Nafshei? Why don't we just respond like we said before? When your master made it, therefore, you're scared of your master, so then you could be Yotzer Eved, like Shmuel said, however, like the case of Lo Yetzer Eved, B'chayim Shabbat Tzavari, B'lo B'chayim Shabbat Ksusai, is when the Eved made it for himself, because he's not scared to take it off, to hide the fact that he's an Eved, like we explained before. The Gemara says, Lo, we don't want to respond like that. Now, the question is, why doesn't the Gemara want to respond like that? It seems like a perfect response. So the Ritva says, because it's not standard that an Eved would go make for something that's going to be a bezayin for him and wear it voluntarily. And therefore, that wasn't standard. And that's why the Gemara wants to come out with an answer that's going to make sense, even if it was made by the master. And we can explain the Brisa versus Shmuel and the first Brisa to explain it's not a stira. Rashi, however, explains that the second Brisa, where it says that Eved can't go out if it's on its neck or its ksus, we can explain it has to be talking about a metal seal and not by a clay seal, because we're talking about if it's mekabel tuma or not, and therefore it makes sense that talking about metal, like the Gemara will explain in a moment, and therefore in that case, if it's metal, then no matter what, even by a master putting this chaisim under Eved, you're not allowed to be go out with it, even if it's on its neck, because if it's a break, since it's an expensive item, the master will be upset at the Eved if he doesn't bring it home, and therefore the Eved's going to have to take it home, even if it breaks. He's going to be scared not to bring it, and he'll potentially come on to walk with it in Rishus Ram for Dal Amis. So Gemara says, Both the Braisa and Shmuel are talking about that his master made it and he's wearing it because the master told him to wear it. The difference between Shmuel and the Braisa is if it's of metal or if it's a tit. That he says, if the something that the master would be makbid to keep it, so if it's a metal item, the master is going to be makbid, he wants it back, and therefore you're not going to go out with it because then you're going to go, and if it breaks, if it falls on the floor, you're going to go and take the pieces and bring it back to the master, and you're going to carry it in Rishis Ram. Dov Hashem makbid alav, yotzim, but you're allowed to go out with it, and that's why if it's on his neck, he's allowed to wear it, lefi Shmuel, if it's something of that's not made out of matachas, but made out of tit, out of clay. However, if it's on exus, like we said before, if it breaks, he's still going to want to cover the fact that he's not wearing it, and he might carry the beged. Hakanam Mistavim, and Tony, like we learned, that it has to be talking about matachas, because we said, Zev is a mekabel tumah, that in either case, whatever type of chayim was, if not mekabel tumah, if it's on his beged, or if he's on his neck, he's not mekabel tumah, iyam bishleim shom matachas. If it's talking about metal, it makes sense. How do you learn mekabel tumah? It's telling us a chiddush. These things, even though they're metal, they're not mekabel tumah. Hakelim to do, if they're a real kli, that would be a tachshit, then it would be mekabel tumah. Then it would have a dit of kli, and a kli matachas is mekabel tumah. Eliyam b'shel titanan, if we're only talking about something made of clay, that's not a kli cheres, it wasn't put in a kiln, it wasn't put in a fire to make it into an earthenware kli, then hani hud le mekabel tumah, you're going to say that only these are not mekabel tumah because it's an eved, and therefore it's not considered tachshit. Hakelim to do, if something made out of tit, then mekabel tumah, it can't be mekabel tumah. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, or but now we learned in the Mishnah, really, kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adama, stone kelim, or kli glolim, which were made out of fertilizer of an animal, or kli adama, or kli that was made out of clay, just out of dirt, but it's not a kli cheres yet, a mekabel tumah, it's never mekabel tumah, let me do it for Tanya, let me do it for Tanya, not midraisa, not midrabanon, because that's not a kli. El shmamana, shamatech shmamana. The fact that we had to talk about and explain that this is not mekabel tumah, it must be, it's talking about metal, and that's what it's saying. Since it's not a kli, that's what's not mekabel tumah. However, if it would be a kli, if it would be a tashin, it would be mekabel tumah. Or might we continue? We said in the gate of Eved that he can't go out with a zuk that's on his neck, but he could go out with a zuk that's on his ksus, on his clothing. He could go out with a bell. Zuk shibu sabari amayloi, why can't you go out with the bell that's on your neck? Maybe it'll break, and you'll bring it, and you walk with it for Amos. So zuk shibu ksus and ami, leichas dum mifsik vasalusui, you should have the same shash, maybe it'll break off, and you'll carry it for Amos and shusaramim. The more answers, hachamay skinon, the mecha beimumcha. It was put onto the beged, as in a way that was done through a mumcha, which means that it was sewn on so carefully that it won't break off. Just like we learned from anything that is woven like gazu, there was never exer. Now the Gemara before on yesterday's daf and Zayim and Aleph mentioned Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua of kol shu arg la gazu. That was referring to a chatzitza that since it doesn't tighten so well, therefore water will always get into it. It's not chatzitza, so it's the same concept of Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua, but it's not really the same din. And the idea is just that Rav Huna Beit Rav Shua said b'negei arg two different dinim, one b'negei chatzitza and one b'negei adin, that since it's tight on the beged, therefore won't fall off, you won't carry it in Rishus Rabim. Amma, let's say b'heim aloi b'chayit shu b'savara. We said an animal can't go out with a chayit shu b'savara, v'loi b'chayit shu b'ksusa, v'loi b'zug shu b'savara, v'loi b'zug shu b'ksusa, v'zev zeh eim akabal tumah, and no matter what, it's not makabal tumah. The Gemara says b'zug b'heim eim akabal tumah. Why is zug of a b'heim is not makabal tumah? V'minu, I'll ask you a stira. Zug shu b'heim, we learned in the Tosefta that the bell of the behema tamei, it does become tamei, and we turn to the chesam vase vishel delas tayer. But the bell that's on a door, it's tar. The reason is because mechubal kaka, the delas is on a house, and the thing, anything like Rashi says, delas mechubal bayisu shuchabal kaka ve'in a kli lekabel tumah v'zuga asloy batal gabei. It's batal karmina beish pirkim leel kol hamechubal hariyah kumayu. It's considered like mechubal kaka, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah at all. Shel delas v'asol behema. Let's say you made a bell for a door, and then you take it and you put it on behema. Since the kavana now is to use a behema, then it becomes tamei. Shel behema v'asol delas. However, if you made it for behema and now you want to switch it and put it onto a door, alpha pisha chibur l'delas. Even if you attach the door, if it covered with sperm, and you actually attach it with nails, tamei, it's still considered tamei, meaning that there's two dinim. First of all, it could still be mekabel tumah because it's now still considered a bell for a behemah because you never change it. The only way to change something and not have it be mekabel tumah anymore, to take out a kli that used to be mekabel tumah, you have to do a maisa, and this is not a maisa by attaching it because you didn't actually change the usage of the kli, like we had before, we had a piece of leather that you wanted to make into a mat, and therefore you weren't going to form it, then the din is mekabel tumah. Now you want to decide to make it into shoes, then the din is that it's not a change, and it still is tumah if it became tumah previously. However, if you start cutting it and to make it into shoes, then you're changing it, and therefore you broke the original kli, then the tumah could be removed from it. And the same din applies over here. When you had a bell that was on a behemah, and you want to change it to go and become a doorbell, then it doesn't become tar. It doesn't lose its original tumah that if it became tumah, and now it still could become tumah because it still has the same din that it's a kli for the behemah until you completely change it. Like the Gemara says, all you need to make something to be mekabel tumah, hukshul mekabel tumah, is only have kavanah to use it for something that makes it into a kli b'machshava, even if it's only machshava. However, in order to take it out of its original status that it could be mekabel tumah, or if it became tamei, in order to remove the tamei by making a sheva kli, to break the kli, is only by shinu maisa. So Gemara says, but you see that by behemah the bell could be mekabel tumah. The Gemara says, lekashat isle inbel hadles inbel, depends if it has a clapper inside or not. If it has a clapper inside, it's a kli, it's going to make noise, and therefore it's mekabel tumah. We were talking about a bell that didn't have the clapper inside, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah. The Gemara says, manushach, what's the difference? Imanu, if this kli, if the bell is a kli, I'll be the less inval. Doesn't make a difference if it has the clap inside. Ilav manahu, if it's not considered a kli, inval mashalim manah, by just putting a clap in it, all of a sudden it becomes a kli. The Gemara answers in Kedav Shmuel ben Achmeni Arav Abedinson, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Arav Abedinson, Minay l'mashmiya kol b'kli batchel shu tamei. How do you know that something that makes a sound on a metal kli, that is tamei? Now, even though before we were talking about a tachshit, we were trying to say this thing is a tachshit, and when the Gemara said there's no difference for a behemoth, it shouldn't be considered a tachshit. However, now this will become a kli, and it's tamei because of a kli. Shinema kol dovesh yavu be'esh, tavivu be'esh, afil divu yavu be'esh. That we're talking over there in the pasuk b'negei hagolah by the ma'isa of Midian. And it says over there that anything that goes into Eish, you need to put through Eish. Now, even we learn that Kaldava means Afilu Dibur, anything that makes a sound should also go by Eish. That's considered a Kli. And we learn that just like by Hagala, also by Tumas Kalim has the same din. But Gemara continues, if you're saying that this is talking about it doesn't have a clapper inside, let's see the case, B'negeia, the Eved. The brises have been a ever v'loy b'zug shabbos tavaya. We get to b'zug shabbos kusay that ever can't go out with a bell that's on its neck, but it could go out with the bell that's on its kusus. V'zev zay mekabel tumah. And both in case of the bell, it's mekabel tumah. Eid lesley invil. And if there's no clapper inside, this brise is talking about bells without clappers. Me mekabel tumah. Could a bell without a clapper be mekabel tumah? V'rminu. We learned in the brise ha'ois is zogel machteshes. If a person makes a bell for a spice grinder, and like we learned, call the sound is yafal b'samim, so when they crushed it, they would have bells on it. Ulai risa, or for a child's crib, which was good sounds for the child. Ul mitbach asfarim, or to have on the covers of sfarim, the rabbanim or the talmid chacham that used to teach children used to have bells in order to make sure the tinuk should know that they're going to learn and they should follow them to go learn. Ul mitbach asfarim, or for the clothing of the young children that they used to hang on their necks. Yeshlam invol, if it has a klapa tmei, and then it has a kabal tumah. Elam invol, if it doesn't have a klapa, then tayrin, then nak mekabel tumah. Nitlu involayim, if after they already had the klapa inside and was already a kli, you now take out the klapa, adayin tumas alayim. The din is that the tumah stays on them. We'll see what that means in a moment. But the point of the Gemara's question is, they see by the young children, if it doesn't have an invol, it's tayrin. The Gemara says, hanimila bitinai, that's only on the clothing of a teenage. The whole point of having a teenage is to have the sound on it. However, it's just for beautification purposes. It's not to keep track of where the children are. It's over here. It's actually just as a tachshit, and therefore, even if it doesn't have the clapper inside, it's still a tachshit, and therefore, it's mekabel tumah. The Gemara continues. We said that if you take out the invil, if you take out the clapper from the bell, it still has a din tumah, which means that still a kli, it could still be mekabel tumah, and even more so that if you already became tamei, you don't say that now it's considered a sheva kli, it's a broken kli, and therefore it's bottled from kli, and therefore becomes tar. Tomorrow, yes, lemai chazu, why do you say that it's considered tamei still? It's not going to be right for anything, and therefore it shouldn't be a kli. Amabaya, hoyel shahadi achlach zirai. The reason is, you're right, it's not right for anything. However, since it's so easy to put it back together, even a head, even someone that's not a craftsman could put it back inside and it would work. again. Therefore, it's not considered a sheva kli. Masiv Rava, Rava asks a question on Abaya. We know there's a brayse that says hazug va'id v'chiba, that the bell and the clapper are considered mechuba when they're attached to each other. It's considered a kli echad. And the din is that if one is tummy, if a tumma touches the zug, touches the bell, the clapper becomes tummy. Or if the clapper is touched by tumma, the zug also becomes tummy. Or if you're going and you want to be mazel, you want to spray on one, the other would become tar. Also based on the paraduma hitting only one part of the bell, even without touching the clapper, because it's considered one item. However, it's muchach that if they would come apart, it's considered a kli shenitlu miksasai, and it will be mevatlet from being one kli, and l'chayr the tumah should come off. So why are you Abai saying hayol shehad yachal achziri? That's going to make the difference, and a dying to muscle name, it can't be that that's pshat v'chitayim hachi kama. Rava says, if you're going to want to say that you're going to say the afakav lo mechab command the mechab adami, what it means is zug v'lo mechiba doesn't mean that when it's attached, but even when it's not attached, since they're basically that a head, you could put them back together, it's considered that mechuba even when they're not even attached together. But Tani, we learned to the Brysa, which is similarly to next to the other Brysa, or some say that the Pshat is because we're going to use the Lord Chiba. And we see the Taish in the word Chiba from this Brysa, that the Brysa says, by special program, if you have scissors, which were pieces that came apart very easily, and that's how they used to leave it when they put it in a drawer and they weren't using it, they took the scissors apart and then they put it together when they wanted to use it. Or a Zelma Shoritani, or a carpenter's plane, which is also made of two pieces, and they put it together when they wanted to use it, otherwise they detach it. Chibul Tumba, it's considered Mechubba Begea Tumba, again, when using it, when it's together, Ve'en Chibul Hazar, and even when it's together, it's not enough to be considered mechuba b'degei hazar when you're pouring the paraduma's liquid on it and you're spritzing it after it became tamei meis. It's not enough. You have to actually put it on each piece of the scissors or of this carpenter's plane. V'amina, we said over there, manashach, memanashach, ichibu, if it's considered mechuba, I feel hazar. The din is that anything that's considered attached, it's considered one kli, the hazar works as long as it touches one piece. V'ilaychibu, if it's not considered mechuba, I feel tumma namilai, then how can you say that if something tummy touches one piece, the other part becomes tummy? Kalim can't be tummy one another, it has to come from one tumma, and therefore it can't be that it will be tummy. V'amir Rabba, and Rabba said over there, v'atayr b'shasmu, when it's being used, if the scissor or the plane is in the purpose and it's actually while it's being used, then it's considered a mechuba, no matter for tumo or for the din of hazah. And if it's not in the time malacha, even if it's still attached, but since you're not using it, therefore it's not considered like one piece anymore, because the standard is to pull it apart, then ain't a chiba, it's not considered attached. The gazu, however, it was exera. We made exera over the standard, even though it was a tumah shelo b'shas malacha, we said it still becomes tummy l'chumra, because when it's b'shas malacha, it is tummy even if it touches one piece. V'alazoshi b'shas malacha, we also made exera that you allowed a spritz on it, that it won't work spritzing on it b'shas malacha, even if it's at the time that you're using it mishum hazosh shelo b'shas malacha, because we want to be machmir no matter what. But the point of the Gemara is that you see when it's mechuba, the word mechuba means when it's actually attached. And therefore, when it said zuv b'invol is chibur, is only when it's attached to mechuba. But when it's pulled apart, you're not considered mechuba, even though a hadyet could put it back together. So why would we say in the brayse nitlu and v'leim, when you take away the clapper, I die into muscle name, it should be considered sheva kli? Ela merava, we turn to the testament aleph, hayu v'roya lakesh al gabicheres. This bell, the outer piece of the bell, even if you take away the clapper, you could still make noise with it by banging it on a piece of earthenware. And therefore, like Rashi says, mashbia kol b'kuvetchilah, it could still be used as the same thing as a bell. It's like a basket, that if a basket was originally used for very small pieces, let's say it was used for grain, and now it got a hole in it, you don't say now it becomes tar. Why? Because even though you can't use it for grain, you could still use it as a basket, you could put in fruits inside in it. And therefore here also, even though that this bell was broken in a sense, that you don't have the clapper, but you could still use it with the bell, even without the head you're putting it back on, you could bang it against a piece of charis, and it would still make a sound. It Manami, we learned a similar like this. The reason why it's not bottle and it's not considered, it's not a kli anymore, it is actually still tame and it still could be makabel tuma, is because of the same reason Rava said, because you could still bang it against a piece of charis. You don't even have to say that it's possible to make a sound out of it. Even if you use it for another purpose, which we'll see the Gemara later for tomorrow's daf, b'negei this point, point, but Rabbi Yechon's point is that even if you could use it to give a tina to drink from this kli, now you can use the bell, the outer piece of bell, not for making noise, but to use as a cup or some sort of a bottle for a child, that is also enough of a usage that you can't say it's not a kli anymore, and it still is mekabel tumah. And if there was tumah already, then it doesn't take off the tumah. It's not considered a broken kli, and we'll stop over here.